For joining us, I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 44 people were killed and more than 67 injured in a fire at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriya on Monday. Health officials and police believe the fire may have been started by an oxygen tank explosion, as was the case in a similar fire in a Baghdad hospital earlier this year. The office of Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi says he ordered the suspension and arrest of the hospital manager and other health and civil defense officials in Nasiriya. A policeman at the scene told Reuters news agency that an oxygen tank explosion was the likely cause of the fire. In April, a fire caused by an oxygen tank exploding at a COVID-19 hospital in Baghdad killed at least 82 people and injured 110 others. Health sources said earlier the death toll from Monday's fire could rise, as many patients are still missing. Two health workers were among the dead. Angry relatives gathered in front of the hospital and clashed with police. Reuters reports two police vehicles were set alight. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus crisis. It has killed 17,592 people in Iraq and infected more than 1.4 million. Venezuelan prosecutors on Monday said they had charged opposition politician Freddy Guevara with terrorism and treason, among other allegations, after the country's intelligence service arrested him from his car on a Caracas highway. In a statement, the chief prosecutor's office said it had sought an arrest warrant for Guevara due to his alleged, quote, ties with extremist groups and paramilitaries associated with the Colombian government. Guevara is a close ally of opposition leader Juan Guaido. The United States recognizes